It's rare to speak.
All right, everyone, I'm going to call the meeting of the House Committee on Rules to order for Monday, July 3rd, 2017. I'm going to open a work session on SCR 18.
Madam Chair, I move the dash one amendment to SCR 18.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 18 designates the osprey as a state bird. You have a dash one amendment. It designates the osprey as a state raptor, and it designates the meadowlark as a state songbird. We have a no revenue, no fiscal impact on the measure.
With that,
what is this?
Dash one.
All right. So, Representative Holvey has moved the dash one amendments into SCR 18. Is there any discussion? I just want to thank Senator Drodd for all of his hard work on this. He cares deeply about this bill. So with that, is there any objection? Seeing none. Oh, yes.
I don't necessarily have an objection. Would you explain that again?
Explained again?
Well,
we've got two birds. We've got a songbird.
And a state raptor.
And a raptor.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Yeah. All right.
That's what we're doing.
Sounds like a political.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that this was on the agenda, so I didn't
different
see
birds
it.
Playing out there in Central Reagan, right?
Sounds
right,
like a politician's
any
approach.
Discussion.
No.
All right. Any objections? That motion passes. I'll carry it.
We need to move it, though.
Oh, we didn't move it.
We just did the dash ones.
Whatever. Okay.
Madam Chair,
yes.
As long as I don't have to carry it, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 18 to the floor with a be adopted as amended recommendation.
Representative Holvey has moved SCR 18 to the floor with be adopted as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. I will carry that. Close that work session. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 754A.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 754 increases minimum age to purchase and possess tobacco and nicotine products to 21 years. You have a dash A16 amendment. It removes prohibition for 21-year-old to possess tobacco product or inhalant delivery system. You have a fiscal and a revenue statement were issued on the A16 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the dash A16. 754A.
Representative Holvey has moved the dash 16A16 amendment into Senate Bill 754A. Is there any discussion? Yep. Vice Chair McLean.
What does it do?
So this amendment removes possession.
Okay. That's what I thought. I'm trying to navigate here.
No,
okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Any further discussion? Are there any objections? None. Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 754A to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Representative Holvey has moved Senate Bill 754A to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes.
I'll be a no vote for reason. The core reason that we move prohibitions from 18 to 21, at least there seems to be a strain of logic when we do that. It's related to impairment. Tobacco does not impair you. It certainly is not healthy. And there's enough information out there that shows that tobacco use is, while legal, is raises health care costs and has a myriad of other problems. And I don't want to cross this line, Madam Chair, because now we're crossing the line from impairment to unhealthy. And that moves us into a realm now of making decisions for citizens on what is and is not unhealthy. And I have heard that part of the justification is because we have an Oregon health plan and a Medicaid plan and other things that raise the costs to the state of Oregon. Once we head down that road, God help us where we end up. So I don't want to be melodramatic, but there is a principle here. When we move something from impairment, meaning that when someone has a cigarette, are they impaired driving? No. When someone drinks a beer, yes. When someone smokes a joint, yes. When someone takes prescribed medicine, there's all these things. And now we're going from unhealthy to impairment, or from impairment to unhealthy. Like I said, the justifications that I've heard are all related to, the expense and danger. And so there are two things that fundamentally I disagree with as to the justification by the proponents. Number one, that 18 and 19-year-olds are incapable of making these decisions because of the lack of something. In fact, one of the proponents said to me that men's brains don't stop or are still developing or something to 25. I am a father of a 23-year-old and a 19-year-old, young males, and so I can guarantee you that's true. but nevertheless, that can't be justification. And then second of all, this justification that somehow because the state has chosen to spend money in areas that provide care, that we now get to be justified to telling citizens what they can and cannot do in the use of legal products that do not impair them. And as I said, that's a slippery slope, and for that reason, I'm a no.
Thank you. Representative Noss.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With no disrespect to the representative from District 55, because I somewhat agree with some of the things that he's saying, I'll just share with you that I'm going to vote yes on this bill. Unfortunately, my own male child who is not yet 25, and I would concur with the whole brain development thing going on, started smoking when he was 16 and still smokes. And I believe that as a result of that, and he's tried to quit many times and is struggling to do that, and we know that people that smoke take on a lifetime of, you know, really tough health challenges, and potentially even, incur a situation where they may die prematurely than they might otherwise have. And maybe it's too late for my kid. I think he's well on the way to just being addicted to smoking. But maybe some other young person, it'll make it just a little bit harder for them to start a habit that we know is bad for them. So for that, I'll be a yes.
Further discussion? Okay. Thank you, Sam. Can you call the roll, please?
Representative Brodo?
No.
Representative Pack?
Excused.
President Holby?
Aye.
President Kenmer?
Excused.
Representative Noakes?
Yes.
Representative Sid Warner?
Yes.
Vice Chair McLean?
No.
Vice Chair Rico?
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Yes. Motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Vial. Close that work session. Open a work session on Senate Bill 1025A.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1025A creates a process by which certain law enforcement and public safety personnel who in the performance of their official duties are exposed to blood, bodily fluid, or other potentially infectious materials of another person, and they may petition the court to compel the testing of the other person for a communicable disease. You have an A5 amendment. The A5 amendment makes results of tests available to petitioners, designated physician or nurse practitioner, Oregon Health Authority, and source of the test. It removes the ability of a circuit court to order a second test 6 months after first test if results are negative. You have a minimal fiscal on the A5 and no revenue impact on the A5.
Madam Chair, I move the -A5 amendment to Senate Bill 1025.
Representative Holby has moved the -A5 amendment to Senate Bill 1025. Is there any discussion? I just want to publicly thank the proponents of this bill for working hard with me to take care of some of the issues I had with the original bill. So I'm going to support it today, but they've worked very hard working with me on this, so I want to thank them publicly. All right.
A5 amendment.
Is there any objection to the amendment? Seeing none. All right.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1025A to the floor with the due pass as amended recommendation.
Representative Holby has moved Senate Bill 1025A to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Barker. Close that work session. Open a work session on Senate Bill 1036B.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1036B amends statutory definition of surface mining to exclude excavation or movement of materials at a landfill site for certain primary purposes. If excavation and movement of materials is covered by a permit issued by the Department of Environmental Quality under the Solid Waste Management Disposal Site Statutes, and evacuation or grading operations necessary for construction and maintenance of utilities and drainage facilities, if excavated materials are used on site and not sold commercially as aggregate material, this measure has no fiscal and no revenue impact, and we have no amendments, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1036A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Holvey has moved Senate Bill 1036B to the floor with a due pass recommendation. That should have been the motion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? All right, motion passes. We need a carrier.
Find a carrier from if you want.
Sure, I can do that.
Vice Chair McLean will carry this. With that, I will close the work session.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, we will be meeting again this afternoon. You will see a new agenda posted when the time, place, and manner has been determined.
So we will adjourn now, and not, we won't just recess. We'll adjourn and then we'll get a new agenda. Yeah,
so do you have an approximate time that we would meet this afternoon?
Madam Chair, Representative Barreto, we will be negotiating around capital construction and joint ways and means, given the extreme overlap of committee members. So once we have a better sense of that time, we will be figuring out a time. I'm hoping the 3 o'clock range kind of time frame.
All right. Thank you very much. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much. With that, we're